let's say that drawings usually they beg to become something cultural. It's something that serves as a binary material of an image, right? Considering what I did there, it's a very literal extension of the field of drawing within a physical space. Usually, like, for example, let's say, like, maybe like the primary things that are in game when you consider a drawing is like you create a space within a space, mental space within a physical space, because a piece of paper is a physical space, you know, and maybe you create the illusion of a depth or something like that, right? That is absolutely not like the reality. Or let's say like what you saw or what people may see if they go see the exhibition is basically something that's still very close to the drawing, because I'm just physically building a line through the space, but at the same time it's a sculpture. So there's like some kind of an ambiguity, right, that takes place. But I think like what makes images of art interesting in general is probably their ambiguity, that it is ambiguous. It's always like a matter of like what is represented, and what is represented like maybe brutally or literally, and what it indexes, right? And what it indexes is always like a matter of like, it's always linked to how people consider it. As Duchamp said, like that the spectator finished the work. Totally makes sense to me. So again, I'm getting lost. I don't know what I'm saying.